That was a wonderful day. Wouldn't you agree, my love? All right, then. That was a productive day. I can't help it, darling. I get to enjoy the sight of my man working so hard around the village. Seeing you work up a sweat. The sounds you make while heavy lifting. It drives me wild, my love. Right. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to overwork you. For you to collapse, I had just become so mesmerized by you. I hope you'll forgive me. Thank you, darling. It won't happen again. I promise. Carrying you on my back like this in front of the whole tribe. I could barely maintain my composure. Here, let me put you down. Darling? Darling? Oh, sweet boy. You should have just told me you weren't ready to stand. I can carry you a little longer. Actually, I could have just put you on the bed. Why didn't I think of that? It's so obvious. Of course, my love. One jug of water coming right up. I'll be just a moment. You stay right there. Here you are, darling. Are you feeling better? It's a start. Take as much time as you need. Say, your clothing is drenched in sweat. I certainly can't leave you like this. Off they go. That's better. Look at my man's beautiful body. Your stomach. Your chest. God, your chest. You smell so good. Good, my love. Come here. Darling, you've gotten heavier. No, silly man. More muscle. All your hard work is paying off. And I couldn't be more proud. I already loved your body before. But now, other women of the tribe are sure to take notice. If I'm not careful, one of them might steal you away from me. Do you? Why? You think I'm the only orc who could possibly want you? You are an amazing, wonderful, hard-working, handsome man. Any woman here would find worthwhile. Really. Like a certain blacksmith. Watching your every move. strolling by you while you work. Several times a day. Giving you a little wink, a little smile. And today, my love, you smiled back. Very bad boy. I saw everything. Did you think I wouldn't notice? Then what was it like? So she means nothing to you. Mm-hmm. And were you ever going to tell me she'd been making passes at you? You hesitated. Not a big deal. Do I need to remind you that you're spoken for? I know, darling. That's why I expect you to come talk to me. So I can protect you from the likes of her. My silly little lover. You don't know these women like I do. They're lunatics. Once they have you in their sights, there's no stopping them, no escaping them. They'll do whatever it takes to bind you to their will. That blacksmith in particular can be very persuasive. I mean, she'll fuck you into submission if she has to, and I won't let her. Understand? What? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, really? Oh, you're just saying that. Darling, stop. You're going to make me blush. My. So affectionate. Wait a minute. I know what you're doing. Yes, you are. You're... on the bed. Now. Let's have some fun. Are you ready for me, sweet boy? Oh, I know you're exhausted. That's okay. Just relax, lay back, and let me do all the work. Ah, that was fantastic. How are you feeling? Darling, you're so silly. I would never do that. If I crushed your pelvis, we couldn't make love anymore. And you'd be dead. Same thing. Hungry? I'll get dinner started. I think we have some elk meat. There we are. Now we wait. What shall we do to pass the time? I don't suppose you're ready to go again. Fine, we'll do something else. I know. I'll massage your feet. They must be so sore after today. How's that? Of course I can. A little more pressure. That looked like it felt really good. This is exactly what you needed. Oh, sweet boy. You've been working so hard for so long. I think you could use a day off. Simple. I'll tell the tribe my prisoner has come down with a fever and needs to rest. They won't think twice about me staying indoors with you. We could spend the whole day in bed. What do you think? You don't seem too thrilled. I know you've spent enough days cooped up in this house, but this time will be different. I'll be here with you. And what did you have in mind? That would be nice. We haven't been out there together since, well, the day we met. Mm-hmm. I have permission to take you into the woods with me. Unfortunately, our leaders are hell-bent on keeping everyone here. With all the new fortifications being built, I assume they're preparing for a fight. Remember those human sightings I told you about? They're becoming more frequent. There's a lot of tension among my people. Not just here, other tribes too. Not yet. I mean, no, of course not. I do, darling. It's like I said on our first night together. Humans and orcs will fight again. It's only a matter of time. I haven't forgotten, my love. We are going to leave. Both of us. Soon. There's still preparations to make. You've seen for yourself how difficult it is to gather supplies discreetly, and we still need a wagon. One I've been trying to get another tribe to part ways with. The emissaries who visit the village are quite stubborn. If it comes to that, we'll take our chances. But I really hope we won't have to. We need to travel as far away as possible. Somewhere this conflict between our two species won't affect our lives. A fully stocked wagon means fewer stops. Fewer stops means the less I have to hide you from other orcs. I'd tell them the same thing I've told everyone here, that you're my prisoner. They shouldn't press the matter any further. That's why I want to avoid them as much as possible. If just one orc harasses you, it could stir up some trouble. I thank the gods for everyone here behaving themselves around you. But with recent events, I worry that could change at any moment. What makes you say that? Really? Who? That sounds like Gruluk, one of our guards. What's he done to worry you? He couldn't possibly have approached you without me noticing. Is that so? I'll rip his head off. No, darling. You were right to tell me. My tribe does not intimidate others for sport. He wants you dead. Don't worry, my love. He won't get the chance. Just stay by my side at all times and you'll be fine. Meanwhile, I'll be looking for the opportune moment to strike and end him. Of course not. I'll make it look like an accident. Darling, I want you to have something. Here, take my dagger. I'm sure. Keep it with you, always. It's not much, but I'll feel better knowing you have it. They won't search you. They never have before. Last I checked, I'm the only one allowed to touch you.